Hey y'all, it's Yasmin, and I'm really excited today because I decided that we were going to do a little audio visual with this round of The Unfolding, which is my newsletter. It comes with reflections and bodyful practices from the heart. And so this late February newsletter is going to be audio visual as well as the written piece. We're going to start off with a grounding because we're going to be talking today about how your body is consistently telling you when you ain't walking the walk. So with eyes closed or eyes open, whatever you feel called, I want you to take a belly inhale gently. Feel your belly rise. Notice your feet on the ground. Notice if you're swaying. Notice if you're moving. Notice your body on a seat, if it is, or laying down. Exhale. Tune into what you might be sensing, feeling right now, real quick. How you might be moving or swaying or still. Notice what your breathing is like. And take that in all as information about this moment. You might be hearing the dog barking outside in the neighbor's yard. You're just gonna let that be. And then with one more gentle inhale and exhale, you can open your eyes if they were already closed. And we're gonna get into it. I got my mic, got y'all, got my notes. So we're gonna talk about walking the walk. What do I mean by that? At every given moment of the day, your body is asking you to listen. Your body is giving you information. It's giving you information in the form of feelings, in the form of sensings, in the form of question marks. In the way that you're moving or not moving, how expansive you feel and how restricted you feel, what your breath is like, where your breath is coming from. And it's interesting because it's always given us insight into how we're either navigating with what we believe or what we want to believe, or we're not. And I was reminded of this because I'm taking this course called Accountability Mapping. I will write more information down below. And Accountability Mapping by Daria is really talking about how self-accountability and accountability in general is about how we align our actions with our values. When I say values, it's about how we believe we need to be in the world and who we think we need to be in the world and how we are to navigate that, as well as how are we within these dimensions of that being reflected in relationships. And if we're self-accountable in this way, we are responsible for our choices, for our actions, for our outcomes. And we always think this is like an external thing, right? In relationship to how we're doing it for someone else, but it's also about how we're doing it for ourselves. What behaviors, what choices, what outcomes impact me and are about me relating to me. So the body's given us information and the capacity to know when we're not aligned to what we believe. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you are someone who believes that everyone should receive care unconditionally, period, point blank, right? That's not, no questions asked. This is a value you hold is very, very true. And you're in a situation where you got your water, you're wearing clothes that feel very comfortable, you are in a room that feels light, and you notice your body as you talk, like I am. You notice your body expanding, or you notice your body swaying, or you notice your body mirroring what you're talking about. You just sensed, I got everything I need. I'm cared for. And my body is starting to reflect that. The opposite can happen where you enter a room. Let's say you're having an important conversation with someone and they say something. This might be someone you know, someone you don't know. They say something that suddenly puts you in this little bit of edge. You go from feeling comfortable to now closing up to now not moving as much or moving in a certain way. You feel uneasy, but you put that off. Let's say you put that off, right? You put that off in order to be present, be relating, be what you need to be in that moment. And that's all information, because the body is telling us in this, in the way we're moving, the way we're sensing, and the way we're relating, in this body fullness, when we are out of alignment with what we value. And maybe it's not us. Maybe it's the environment. Maybe it's the culture. Maybe it's the family dynamic. Maybe it's the relationship. Maybe it's the organization. Maybe it's the institution. Maybe it's the community that's making a sense. There's something not right here. There's something not aligned to what I believe. And if we're not listening to the body in this way, of the way we're moving, sensing, and relating, we could easily let go of that information. That information becomes pushed aside for whatever reason, right? But it's always talking to us. And so when I say the body is telling us when we're walking the walk, it's no longer about talking the talk. It's no longer about the mental components. People are always talking about positive affirmations. And yes, positive affirmations, say them out loud. But it's not until you walk the walk and walk in alignment with that positive affirmation or that belief in diversity and inclusion. It's not until you walk the walk that it becomes real. And your body will tell you when it ain't. And you, with that information, with tuning in, now have a choice. You now have a choice to ask, is this my concern or not? Is this something I can influence or not? Is this something I could change or not? And what would feel better? What is this information? If I'm just noticing it, make a mental note, put it away. What does that tell me? If it tells me anything. Because there are many times when it's not telling us things, and we could talk about that another time. In that moment, we have a choice. And these become the seeds of change. These become the seeds of our values when we notice, when we're listening. Because all of the body, mind, and the rest of it is always asking us to listen. So it's your choice whether you listen or not. So I hope that gives you a little insight. I hope that offers you something. And with that, I'll see you next time. Take care.